Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Cheryl.
Yes.
Hello, Cheryl.
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. I saw you. I'm having some issues with Internet Explorer. So I'm seeing you on the board and I'm on the phone. So I want to thank you for holding on, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and just do the opening music. So we'll do it with both formats to save some time.
Okay.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody.
Good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show. I am praying that everyone had an amazing Christmas, and we are just getting ready to do the New Year things, and what better person to help us usher in the New Year than a friend and colleague who is doing just that. And my distinguished guest this morning is none other than Cheryl Wood, and Cheryl is no stranger to my listeners here. She and I met back in March when she was awarded Entrepreneur of the Year at a conference in Maryland, and she has not stopped since then. So Cheryl, good morning, happy belated birthday, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to try to extend the time for a few minutes. As I had mentioned to you that I am on the phone and you are online and all of that, but we are going to try to make it work. So I'm going to go on and try to extend the time so you get the full time.
Okay, great.
I'm not sure how to do that, but we will learn
okay.
as we go. So, let's just get into the dialogue about the new book.
Yes.
How I flatlined and woke up in 45 days. Powerful title. How did you choose that title? And what brought this title and book on, Cheryl?
I chose the title because I definitely wanted it to be something that would grab people's attention. And so I played around with the titles. I wanted it to be something that every woman especially would be interested in just checking out, you know, picking it up and trying to figure out what I meant by that. Because the flatline state that I express is a symbolic flatlining. And that's how I ended up choosing that title, because that's how I felt for several years of my life, that I had flatlined, that I had lost my bloodline, my heartbeat, my pulse in life, because I was simply existing and not living the way
mm-hmm.
life is meant to be lived. And it was through a course of different events that I had gotten to that state, that I reached that state. But then
mm-hmm.
I also had a point where I woke up and said, it's time to make change. And I
mm-hmm.
created a 45-day empowerment guide for myself that I wanted to follow to help me to become a better person, to become a better woman, to become a more empowered woman who would go after what it is that would make my life more fulfilling. And I just felt that I wanted to share that with every other woman and every other mom, because all too often that's what happens to us. We get into the routine. We're on this autopilot mode, and we don't stop to figure out what's going to bring us the most fulfillment and contentment and joy in life. And that's what happened to me, and I wanted to share my story and help other women to come up out of that type of a condition.
That is powerful, Sharon, because I just got off a 30-day journaling of gratitude where each day I journaled 21 things that I was thankful for.
Wow, I love that.
As a people, a lot of times we spend our time complaining, and we never take time to show gratitude for the things that we are grateful for. And we have more things that we can be grateful for than we should be complaining. So thank you for taking the time to document that so that other women, especially women, can see that it can be done.
Absolutely. I agree. There's actually a part in the book, in one of the brief chapters in the front, where I say that, where I say I got to a point where I got tired of being tired, if you will. And instead of complaining and being down and depressed and out of it, if you will, about the way my life was going, I decided it was time to turn that around and do something about it. Because we have the power, we just have to take control and do something with it.
That's right. Because, you know, you probably heard me say this before, that men spend time with each other and they spend time with themselves. But women, we tend to be looking after everything else and neglect ourselves. And if we cannot pay attention to ourselves, Cheryl, we are in no position to help anybody else.
This is so very true, so true. And that's another thing that I feel. It's we're always, like you said, paying attention to someone else and helping someone else to reach their dreams. We're helping our kids to get off and get great schooling and pursue some great career. Or many of us, oftentimes, we're helping our mate to build a business, you know, so that they can live their dreams. But it's like, when do we turn that around and figure out what it is that we really want, what's going to bring us the contentment and the exhilaration in life, and start going after our own dreams?
That's right. That's right. What are some of the feedbacks you've been getting from the book, Cheryl?
People are very excited, and I think especially with the new year coming, a lot of people are very anxious to get on this 45-day guide, because in the book, each day you're provided with an empowerment tip, if you will, to live a better, you know, more well-rounded, empowered life. But then to the right of each empowerment tip is a journaling page. And that's why I can relate to what you're saying about journaling, about gratitude. It really is just an opportunity for us to get in touch with our true feelings and how we really implemented that empowerment tip for the day and how we intend to use it going forward in the future. Because it's never something that you stop doing. You have to continue making yourself a better person, becoming more bold, becoming more determined to live the life that you deserve and desire. And so the feedback so far has been wonderful. It's been such a wonderful experience for me, not only to achieve something that I put my mind to do and to see this goal come to fruition, but to see women excited about living their best lives. I mean, it's amazing. And I put the book out. The book officially comes out January the 1st, okay? But as you know, I did the pre-sale of the book beforehand, and I've already sold 140 copies of the book through the pre-sale. So that tells you the excitement that's there, that's surrounding this whole empowerment movement. And women want to be uplifted, and they want to be self-assured and self-confident to to be reminded that they can be anything they want to be. They can live up to their fullest potential. They can pursue their passion and step into their purpose. And so I'm just glad to be the vessel being used to put this message out there at this moment.
Yes, yes. Cheryl, if you choose an aha moment when you said, Cheryl, you're a flatline girl, you got to wake up. When and what was that aha moment?
There probably were a couple, but I think the real aha moment was my dad passed away last year. He passed away on Thanksgiving morning. I got the call. He was 59 years old, passed away in his sleep. And I actually had an opportunity to go down to his home before he was removed from the home. And it was something about them zipping the bag and taking him out that was so final. Do you know what I mean? So final in regards to this life. And it just said to me, you had better wake up right now. And you had better start living your life, every moment of it, to its fullest, because tomorrow is not promised. And if you do leave out of here, you want to not have any regrets. You don't want to have any regrets.
That's right.
All I could think about. That's all I could think about as they took him away was, wow, this is it. There's no coming back. There's no more chances. There's no more, oh, I wish I had done this or wish I had done that or taken advantage of this opportunity or that opportunity. That's it. So that really, I believe, was the turning point of me making drastic changes in my life.
Yes, yes. I told you I was going to try to extend the show. I was able to schedule it. It is not showing up on my board yet. So in case it disconnects you, you just call back in, okay?
Okay.
I put it up for another 45 minutes, and we can use what we need out of that. We learn as we go. Yes, you know, it's too often we put our lives on hold, waiting for the perfect time to come.
Mm-hmm.
And the perfect time, Cheryl, is now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You and I, we are in this conversation now. We need to make the best use of it right now. Right
I couldn't
now.
Agree more. Absolutely, right now. If there's no waiting until tomorrow, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, there's this expression I like to use that sometimes we plan so much that we procrastinate. It's like you plan, and you never get the plan off the ground. It's like, come on, let's start it. Let's get it started. And that can be in regards to any aspect of your life, whether it's you want to get healthy, you want to lose weight, or whether it's, you know, you want to switch careers or you want to start a new business, whatever it is. Like you said, do it now. Do it today. Don't hold off.
You know, especially us who are believers,
mm-hmm.
we tend to sometimes give God a bad name
mm-hmm.
because he puts in our spirit all the amazing things he mm-hmm. wants us to be in charge of. He lays the plan out to us and give us the direction he wants us to go. And what do, Cheryl? We sit around, oh, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes say to some of my clients, I say, what does God need to do? Lick you in your head with a 3x4? He already gave you. So how much longer do you want to wait?
This is so true. Oh my goodness. That's why I love calling into your show, because you speak nothing but the truth. And like you said, it oftentimes it's right in our face. It's right there, and we're being directed, and we're being pushed, and we're being guided and motivated towards what we really should be doing, and our true purpose and our true calling. But for some reason, we just keep ignoring it, and we keep pushing it off and pushing it off. And I did that myself. I pushed it off. And it's so funny, my husband even said to me, he's like, "Why? You know, you're a people person." He's like, this is what you should be doing. You should be affecting lives. You should be out encouraging and empowering other women. And I don't know why it took me so long to grasp that
mm-hmm.
and to really pursue that. But I'm just happy and thankful that I finally woke up, had the light bulb go off to say, this is what you were meant to be. Now step into it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you married the right man. who sees in you, and he doesn't let his ego get in the way, Cheryl. He helps to lift you up so you can be doing what you were called to do. So I am just so thankful for him that he's able to do that for you, and, you know.
Absolutely. It's absolutely necessary. I mean, whether it's a husband or your mom or family member or a good friend, you need someone who's kind of giving you that extra motivation. You know, I compare what I do to that of a personal trainer. You know, all of us, we really know what to do to lose weight and to get healthy, right? We know you stay away from the fried foods, you stay away from fat and sugar, and you get your butt to the gym and you work out. But it's something about that personal trainer, number one, looking the part. Number two, giving you the motivation and the self and assurance and self-confidence that you can do this. It's just having that backing, that support, you know, and I feel like that's what I'm meant to do. It's not that women don't really know what to do, but sometimes they need that extra push, that extra word of encouragement to really help them to say, I'm going to take my dreams off the shelf now, I'm going to dust them off, and I'm going to proceed with pursuing my passion and living the best life I can live.
And, you know, women just have a great need and desire to go around and seek everybody's approval. I don't know why we need. Cheryl, if it cuts you off, you just call back in. I'm still going to be here on the line, okay?
If it cuts off, I'll call right back, yeah.
Yes. Oh, there's somebody is calling in too, so. Hello, good morning, caller. 202 is your first area, your area code. Good morning.
Good morning. It's El Denise, Miss Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who is this?
El Denise Jackson.
Oh, hi, Elodie. How are you?
I'm
Guess
great.
What? I extend the show, and Cheryl is still on. I extended it for to come back on at 11:30, and I got to tell the world that when it comes to this technology, I don't really know what I'm doing. So I'm just good at talking. That's why I'm praying to the Lord to send me the right producer. So it is telling me that we are not streaming. So I think I need to get on there where we get streamed. So Cheryl is still on, and Denise is still on. And Cheryl, I know you know Denise.
I do. I love her and adore her and respect her for all of her great advice that she's been giving me. In fact, I have to say this, but Denise is the person who actually gave me the advice to do the pre-sale of the book. And that's why I tell people it's so important to be surrounded by other empowered women who want to see you succeed. It benefits you. And look at how great of a response I received to the pre-sale. And that literally was because of just mentioning to Denise what I wanted to do, that I wanted to put the book out, and her suggestion was do a pre-sale, and it was extremely successful. So I'm very grateful.
Isn't it amazing when we know who we are and we don't need to feel threatened by others, but we can collaborate and do all these great things?
Absolutely.
And I tell people there's enough out there to go around, enough to go around. So don't be threatened about anything. Just collaborate and add energy and value where you can. So Miss Jackson, it's such a pleasure to hear you. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yes, I did have a wonderful Christmas. I'm always glad to hear Cheryl. She is a very dynamic person. Just she has this everlasting energy. I don't know where she gets it from, but she is just one special person that I really believe is she's put here to lead masses of women. And even though her focus is moms, her message is just for everybody. And
Yes.
She's just wonderful. She has a special gift.
Exactly. And, you know, they have some dads, too, who can learn from what Cheryl is doing here, because it's amazing. I was saying to Cheryl before you came on, Denise, that she has not stopped. No, I thought I said it in the introduction, that since the conference where we all met, she has not stopped then. And she is such a role model for others to watch, because some people sitting around waiting to get it all perfect, you know?
Right. No, she's just been moving, yeah. And she hasn't been moving and being busy. She's been moving and she's been progressive. So
exactly.
She's all right. Yep.
Exactly. I get so dizzy on Facebook trying to keep up with her.
I know, it's tiring, man. It's like you're trying to do your thing. You're like, oh, man, what's Cheryl doing? You're trying to keep up with her. But it's cool. I mean, I'll do anything to help her, because she just, some people are trying to be successful for the wrong reason, and she understands that you have to give a lot of yourself, and it will naturally come back, and you don't have to worry about it. You know, she's sowing many seeds, and they're going to harvest over several years. And
yes, I tell you, Cheryl, you got to send some marketing tips here to the sister. You are one marketing diva.
Thank you so much. People keep telling me that, and I'm like, I have never taken a marketing class a day in my life. That's the funny part. It literally is just me doing what I believe in, what I love. I love to see other women reach their full potential, and I feel like if I can encourage that through my own journey, then why would I be selfish and keep that to myself? That's
exactly
not what life is about. You know, life is about living up to your fullest, but then bringing someone along with you. And so many other women have done that for me, such as Denise and Deborah Hardnett and Victoria Gaither and all these other women, and you, Daphne, who are helping me and inspiring and encouraging me. Why would I not turn around and give that back? That would be so unfair and so selfish.
And that's what success is all about, because if you hoard it to yourself, you are not doing any good to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But so long as you can extend a hand to someone and give a kind word, things is going to come back to you. You cannot stop it.
Exactly.
So what can we look for in the near future from you, Cheryl? Oh, wait, before. Denise, is there anything, excuse me, anything else you wanted to say? Denise?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you were talking to Cheryl. I could have sworn she said Cheryl.
I apologize. I realized I had you holding, and I wanted to find out if there was anything else that you wanted to say.
No, I said no, and then I was about to talk. So, yes. So, everybody who hasn't, or anybody that hasn't received Cheryl's book, hasn't purchased it, I would advise you to do so. I would advise you to keep your eye on her, because she's moving, and she's moving fast, and
mm-hmm.
she's moving in many directions.
Yes.
She's a person to watch in 2011 for sure.
Mm-hmm. I want to affirm that, and I just want to point people, when you're keeping your eyes on her, keep your eyes in a learning mode, not in a competitive mode,
mm-hmm.
because people can view with different things and can block their blessing. But learn all you can and not be afraid to ask questions.
Ooh, what's that? I totally agree with that. Cheryl has a lot to give. And sometimes it's just a sentence, or it's one of her nuggets in her empowerment tip. But she's a very powerful person, and it would be wise for those that need that empowerment, need that daily something, she is definitely the person to listen to.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks, Denise, and I look forward to reconnecting with you in 2011.
Yeah, you just been busy.
Woman, huh?
I said I've just been busy, but we will.
Okay. you are doing a phenomenal thing yourself, and we need to have you do an update so the listeners know all the magnificent things you're doing.
Excellent. Will do.
Okay.
Thank you, Denise.
See you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
So, Cheryl, what can we look forward to in the new year?
I'm just going to keep on moving and shaking and grinding and and getting things going to live my best life and to really achieve one of my biggest goals, which is to permanently transform my life by transitioning out of corporate America completely and into full-time entrepreneurship. I have some great things lined up. January 2nd at the National Harbor is my official book signing, which I'm very excited about. I've received a lot of response for that. And then January 15th is my first women's retreat with Deborah Hardnett as the keynote speaker, and then several wonderful featured speakers, including Dr. Joy Ahoya, Dr. Takima Dorsey, Lucinda Cross, and so many other women who are coming to share their nuggets of wisdom with everyday women to encourage them, to inspire them to be their best, and to really put their best foot forward for the new year. And then moving on, I'm actually going to be a keynote speaker at an event in Rochester, New York. It's called Moms on a Mission. That's through a young lady named Luva Alvarez, the 24-hour mom. I'll be there April the 3rd, I believe that is. And as well as I'm going to be a featured speaker at a conference called Fabulous Moms, Women in Small Business. That's going to be in Columbia, Maryland, and that is also in April. I believe that's also in April. And as well as I'll be a keynote speaker at Morgan State University's 5th Annual Women's Conference next year. So I have a host of wonderful initiatives and projects and opportunities that are coming my way, and I'm just so blessed that I'm being used to spread this message of empowerment and really encouraging every woman to be the best that she can be and live up to her fullest potential in life. That's what it's about.
Wonderful, wonderful. Cheryl, if you would take the time to give the listeners a checklist to make sure that they wake up in 2011, besides the fact that Denise instructed them to make sure they pick the book up. So that would be at the top of the list to buy that book and have that as your part of your action plan. What else would that list look like that you would give them to help them wake up?
I would definitely say find your passion, number one. I meet women every day who, whether it's in person or they send me Facebook messages, who are in their 50s and 60s and have no idea what their passion in life is. And I encourage them to find the thing that fuels the fire within you, the thing that you would do even if no one gave you a paycheck to do it, the thing that makes you feel alive, makes you feel exhilarated in life, and the thing that allows you not only to feel fulfilled, but then to turn that around and to make others feel fulfilled and give back joy to others. So that's number one, find your passion. And then take action. Don't just find your passion, act on it. Don't think, as you mentioned, don't think that it's ever going to be perfect, because it's not. We're not perfect individuals. We're not perfect human beings or perfect creatures. So act on your passion. Put it into play. Create a to-do list and start working on that to-do list. Stop procrastinating. And then I would just say have an appreciation for life in general. Life is short. We hear that so often. But I think sometimes, you know, the saying just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. We don't really have an understanding of what that means. And in my case, you know, I lost someone very, very dear to me, very close to me, my dad. And that really was a wake-up moment for me. But it shouldn't have to take that for us to wake up and realize that life really is valuable, it's really short, and that the only way you're going to get the most out of it is by recognizing what you're really put here to do and by putting that into play.
So those are the tips I would really give as starter tips for every woman to not just exist in life, but to live life.
Yes, yes. Guys, it's about time that we begin to understand what it means to thrive in life, because mm-hmm. people just around and making do, and they are wallowing in mediocrity, and they sit there with the gray monster, and they're watching somebody else, and oh, they get all the luck, and they this and they that. And I'm thinking, hey, you have the same luck. We all have the same luck, so long as we wake up each morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the luck we want. We are alive, and we need to take action. We need
Absolutely.
To take action. I know, Cheryl, that it does not matter how successful you are. There are times when you still encounter a bit of challenge and struggles, if you may.
Mm-hmm.
Especially women entrepreneurs. What are some of those for you, and how do you overcome them?
That's a great point. I mean, I don't care how motivated of a person you are, we all have those moments where maybe we're, you know, something is not going the way we planned or the way we anticipated or hoped. And I have those moments the same, believe me. But the thing I remember is that you get out of life what you put into life. So if I want to sit around and wallow in self-pity and misery and being depressed and feeling down, that's really what I'm going to get. But if I determine in my mind that nothing's going to stop me, that I'm going to have this positive mindset and continue to reaffirm to myself that I can achieve anything I set my mind to do, and that no roadblock is going to prevent me. It might be a minor setback, very minor, mm-hmm. but I'm going to find a way around that roadblock, around that setback, to continue pressing forward with what my goals are. And that's what I always keep in mind. Any negative thought that comes to my mind, I immediately replace it with a positive thought, because I remember whatever I put out into the universe is what I'm going to get back. If I'm constantly thinking positive, that's what I'm going to get back. There may be a few stumbling blocks along the way, but mm-hmm. that's not going to prevent me from crossing the finish line of whatever my goals are and my aspirations and my dreams. And that's what I always tell people. You can't. Don't allow yourself to be down or have a negative thought in your mind more than about 20 seconds, and then you have mm-hmm. to dismiss it, replace mm-hmm. it with a positive thought, and continue to put action to whatever your dreams or your goals are.
I want to thank you for saying that, Cheryl, because a couple of years ago, I began doing the same thing, and in addition to that, what I have been doing is be careful, be very cautious to whom I share what's going on. So
mm-hmm.
I decided that I was no longer going to be telling everybody about what I'm doing. I have people that I give a title as my inner circle, and I share what I'm going on with them. When I encounter an obstacle, I sit back and I like dissect whatever it is, and I said, you know, what did I learn out of this situation? Because there are always lessons learned there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need somebody to brainstorm or vent with, I go to those people in my inner circle who will tell me, all right, so now what's the next plan? What's the next move? They are not saying poor Daphne, but they are
yes.
saying get a brush on yourself and go. And I just thank you for affirming that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. And I, you know, I do keep my inner circle of support. You know, it's not a big inner circle, and the people that I share information with is not big. And I'm one of those people, I just don't believe in really talking about things a whole lot. I just want to do it. It's so funny because people were like, I didn't realize you were working on a book. And that's because I didn't share it with very many people at all, because I didn't want to keep talking about it. I just wanted to come out with the final product.
And even with the final product, it's like you always find ways that you can improve and you learn and you grow. But it's like, how do you grow if you don't try it and then make a few mistakes along the way, and then you can improve as you go along.
That's right. And that's your perfect, you know what didn't work, and you next time you don't do it like that, and you just keep going and keep busy and keep doing what you want. You know, I'm just so excited, Cheryl, for you, and you know that I'm here for you. Whatever I can do to assist in my humble way to add energy and value, I'm all about that, because it is in helping others to accomplish their goals and vision that I will also get my mission accomplished and the vision and path that I am on. You know, I congratulate you for all your accomplishments, and I just want to tell you, keep doing the amazing work that you're doing. So what would you like to leave the listeners with, Cheryl, on this segment?
I want to leave everyone with the idea that we are approaching a new year. So many people make resolutions and they set new goals for themselves, but you really don't have to wait until any new year to set new goals and new resolutions for yourself. You can make a U-turn in life at any time. If your life is not on the path that you want it to be on, make a change, but it requires you, first of all, believing it and then putting action to that belief. And I don't care if that's, as I mentioned, starting a business, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, or even if it's building better finances or getting into a new, some type of union or relationship or whatever it is, whatever goal you have in your life, you have to have the belief that you can achieve it. And then you have to put the action to that belief. So live the best life that you can live. Don't wait until tomorrow. Start today. Make a list of what you want to accomplish, and then have pride in checking off things on that list, because that's how you really live your most fulfilled life.
Thank you, Cheryl. And, you know, you are telling us to do exactly what you are doing, because it is a challenge to tell people to do something that you can't do. And it is so much easier for me and for you and Denise and all the other, Deborah Hartnett and all those other amazing women, to just lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take too much time to talk about it, it never gets done. So why not just do it and let people see you do it?
Exactly. And I think it really, it's about maintaining it's so funny. People send me notes all the time. They're like, oh, my God, you're doing this and you're doing that. And so, and that's great to hear, and it keeps me inspired knowing that I'm affecting other people's lives. But that really is the foundation of why I continue to do it. Because, I mean, it's not easy. It's when you're pursuing your dream, it's not easy. It's hard work, and oftentimes people see me up at 2 in the morning on Facebook, and I'm networking or I'm putting out a post about an event or whatever, but I just remember that it goes so much deeper than just me. It's really not about me. Yeah, I want to live my best life, but if I can be of service to other people, to other women, oh, my goodness, do you know how much fulfillment and joy that brings in life? And then it teaches my children that this is what life is about. Yes, it's about fulfilling your dreams, but along the way, it has to have a root of wanting to help other people. And that's the message I want to send out to everybody. It's like you can become anything in life. You can achieve great success, but it doesn't matter if it doesn't come from the right place. And that right place is wanting to set an example, wanting to be a mentor to someone else, wanting to bring someone else along in that journey, and wanting to encourage and inspire others.
And the amazing thing I have found out over these many years, Cheryl, is that when we operate out of our calling and purpose with extreme passion, everything we do is fun. It's not work.
Yes.
You know, you don't get tired. People ask me all the time, where do you get your energy from?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you plug into this this force that
mm-hmm.
keeps going, and you just want to have more. And it's just amazing. So the one thing I wanted to leave people with today is to tell them, find a coach, find a mentor, find an advisor who can help you to sort out what your calling and purpose is. Because if you are not connected with your calling and purpose, you are just going around in circles and like chasing your shadow. So This is why we have this radio show, so we can help you to connect to your true calling and purpose. So I want to thank you, Cheryl, for joining me this morning, and I pray for continued success in everything that you do, and especially with the book. And you know you have a platform, my sister, to share whatever it is that you are doing. I just want to encourage you to keep doing God's work.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show. I love talking to you, because as we talk, it really is an interchange of encouragement. You inspire me. I know that you have experience beyond my years, and you're willing to share that and impart that to me and to all the listeners, and that means so much. That is what life is about. It's about bringing someone else along, inspiring someone else, and that's what you're doing. So thank you very much for providing the platform.
Thank you so much, and I just want to go ahead and wish every one of my listeners a happy and prosperous new year. I'm heading down to Jamaica for a family funeral, and my plans are to broadcast while I'm down there. So listen for me from the sunny island of Jamaica. God bless all of you, and continue on your path to your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this thing. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with